That's the song, Please Mr. Jailer, by the duo Nancy and Beth. They're one of the groups performing at the 2017 Newport Folk Festival, which starts tomorrow in Rhode Island. The first festival was 58 years ago. The history is documented in the new book, I Got a Song, by the author Rick Massimo. I spoke with Rick in advance of the festival this weekend and asked a question that's rolled around the Newport event for years. That is, what counts as folk music?
The definition of folk music changes over the years, and it incorporates new genres because that's what all forms of music do, and that's what, especially a kind of music that calls itself folk music, that's what it's going to do. The people there will tell you, if you're playing a song that you wrote and that you didn't necessarily write because it would sell the most number of copies and because it comments on how you see the world around you, that is folk music.
All right, let's do a little history here, because you write a lot about that, of course, in the book. When Bob Dylan used an electric guitar in Newport in 65, there was a great controversy. People in the audience even booed. Let's listen to some of that.
They say, sing while you slave, I just get bored.
Well, you can kind of hear the boos there. Do you think Dylan's performance sparked an evolution in the thinking about the definition of folk music or not?
Well, they figured Bob Dylan was a reliable performer and keeper of the flame of folk music. I think it sparked an evolution in the thinking about rock music. That did a lot of damage to the folk scene at the time, because the idea that you could write music with intelligent lyrics that connected with the world around you, and you could do that in rock music, that was still relatively new. And a lot of people who were getting that from folk music saw that they could follow Bob Dylan into rock music, and that left folk music a little bit high and dry.
Newport was always intertwined with politics. It started just as the civil rights movement was underway. And in your book, you say the Newport Jazz Festival makes the case for a better, smarter, more racially integrated world, tacitly and by example. But the folk festival stands up and shouts it out. Explain what you mean by that in the book, and how much it was a reflection of its time.
You can set an example in how you live, and you can have an oasis like the jazz festival where you just have an integrated society. Then there is the folk festival where you agitate for the kind of society you want, where you inspire people to work for the society that they want. A lot of what we think of as the real political songs of the 60s, for example, a lot of them are about standing up for yourself and thinking for yourself. And it's just the time, the context in which they were released, that makes them political. And to me, that's on the audience rather than the express intent of the performer.
I want to ask a question that revolves around George Wein. George, of course, is the man who launched the Newport Jazz and Folk Festivals. He's a Boston native. He's in his 90s now. He sold the festival back in 2007, but at the same time, pretty much the same time, established a nonprofit to help keep it going. We spoke with him at WBUR in 2011 about why he felt it was important to keep the festival going, and here's what he said.
I know it's the first. It was the root of all the festivals that are happening in the world. It was the beacon that set the way. If that's important, yes, it's important. I don't know whether it's important. I mean, importance is whether people keep it alive. Then it's important.
So using George Wein's measure there, is the Newport Festival important today, do you think?
I think so. One of the things that's very significant about that quote is that he said if someone keeps it alive. He didn't say if I keep it alive. If someone keeps it alive. And to me, that's very important. It jives with a point that I make in the book, which is something isn't a tradition until someone other than the person who started it carries it on. if someone other than the person who starts it carries it on, they're going to do it a little bit differently. Then you're going to have friction with the generation that came before because they're not going to agree with everything that the new person does. And there have been several of those people in the course of the festival, and that's why it's grown and changed. And that tradition includes the friction that happens when new generations take over.
Rick Massimo, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Rick Massimo is the author of the book, I Got a Song, The History of the Newport Folk Festival.